Hey everyone, and welcome to the 11th arc episode of Medusa's Cascade Collateral Damage. I'm your friendly neighborhood DM, Tom. I've got a few things to cover before we get into the speed run of the next 6 episodes of the campaign. First and foremost, thank you for sticking with us for the last 2 plus years. It'll be 3 in October. It's wild. So, it's gonna get crazier the further we go, and we're definitely glad that you're here with us. Second, if you can, please check us out on our social media accounts. On most of the major platforms, we are posting stuff on TikTok right now. If you're into that stuff, you should definitely check it out. Search for the Medusa's Cascade on the platform and give us a follow. We have some cool stuff coming and already starting to come out, and it's definitely worth your time to check out. Lastly, if you're listening on a streaming platform, especially Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please take a few minutes to rate, review, and subscribe. Doesn't seem like a lot, but it does help to get the podcast out there for others to discover, and we would all definitely appreciate the love and support. And on a side note, we have been working on the website, so themedusascascade.com, with some art and some visuals, add a little more context to how big all of this stuff is. So please go check out the website. It is still in construction, so keep checking it out, but maybe this will help give a little bit more of an idea of the breadth of the amount of stuff that's happening currently in the campaign. So give that a look. Without further ado, we'll jump into the latest arc episode, Searching for Answers. See you on the other side. Left to tend to their injuries, the party gathered together to strategize and unravel the mystery of how they were caught off guard by the constable. Shanks and Argyle sought Elrond's assistance in determining if they had been tracked through magical means, taking the opportunity to inquire about the name Arioch. While engaged in conversation, a figure approached the party, a Kalishtar named Voyas, who claimed to have been led to them by the Daughter of the Flame. She had a vision of a Goliath and 2 elves. Bahamut intervened, alleviating Galahad's suspicions, and they agreed to let Voyas accompany them to the Grand Temple. A dense fog enveloped the surroundings, reminiscent of the mist that shrouded Barovia. Eventually, though, they arrived at what they believed to be the temple, greeted by an Unalum named Azel, who informed them of the trials they must face to gain entry. The first trial awaited them. The Trial of Wit. Fortunately, the group successfully completed their first 2 tests, the Trial of Wit and the Trial of Grit. They were then shown the location of the final trial, but were told they were not yet prepared to face it. Further discussions took place regarding the boons bestowed by the Daughters of Creation upon select party members. They deliberated on their next course of action and decided to travel to Nymora, allowing Zex to reunite with his family and seek answers concerning the disappearances of Kyver and himself. Upon reaching Nymora, they swiftly located Kyver's family home as well as Zex. A bittersweet reunion unfolded between Zex, Seti, his mother, and Rind, his father, as they shared their respective experiences and caught up on recent events. It was agreed that they would spend the next few days staying with Zex's family. After a heartfelt reunion, the party decided to grant Zex some time alone with his family. Rind, Zex's father, took the rest of the group to a local tavern to share a meal and exchange updates. Seti, Zex's mother, probed for more details about Zex's story, and he sought information about the children of Nemora, their disappearances, the Vitalis family, and related matters. Following dinner, the party engaged in some late-night shopping, procuring various items as mementos of their time in Nemora. They ultimately resolved to spend a few days investigating the fates of Kyver, Zex, and the other missing children of Nemora. At his family home, everyone enjoyed a well-deserved night's rest. The following morning, they shared breakfast and agreed to extend their stay a few days, using the time to recuperate, gather information, and allow Zex and his family some much-needed quality time. The group ventured into town to acquire supplies for their stay, receiving a shopping list from Seti, and while in town they split up and explored various shops. Zex ventured alone to the library, where he overheard something chilling and unsettling in the back of his mind. Although shaken, he set aside his concerns for the time being. Within the library, he gathered a wealth of information about Sloane, the Arbiters, and past cults in Nemora and abroad. Several hours later, he continued his quest, seeking out families whose children had returned. The party made the most of their time in Nemora. After their shopping endeavors, the group, excluding Zex, decided to visit the Temple of the Light of Elrin. There, Argyle and Shanks learned that Argyle was amongst the first chosen ones by Elrin. Meanwhile, Zex encountered a family with a similar story to Kyver's. Later, back at Zex's parents' home, the party reconvened to share their discoveries. Voyas, Galahad, and Argyle pieced together a tale involving a hero from the past and Argyle's rapier. Zex shared his findings about the Arbiters, the history of Sloane, and the cults possibly connected to his situation. During dinner, they discussed their future plans, and Zex resolved to communicate with his home, it being a tree and all. Despite its eccentricity, he cast Speak with Plants and conversed with his home, an ancient tree that was connected to the Arbiter in the Heartwood, Amina. Amina confirmed that she had been expecting him, solidifying the party's decision to move forward. They would remain in Nemora for a few more days until the next available airship was ready to transport them to the Heartwood. Amid tearful goodbyes between the majority of the party and Zex's parents, Argyle and Shanks opted to stay behind to keep a watchful eye and ensure the safety of his family. Galahad was tasked with retrieving a piece of the Heartwood's root to complete the enchantment on his armor. Shanks engaged in another conversation with Elrin, resulting in Shanks signing a contract with the Archfey. In exchange for assisting him with the removal of individuals on Elrin's list, Elrin would unlock the full potential of Shanks' bow. Upon awakening from his encounter, Shanks' eyes now glimmered with a golden hue, symbolizing his connection with his patron, Elrin. Voyas, Glad, Galahad, Zex, and Salix arranged for travel to the Heartwood via a luxury airship. While settling in, Zex disclosed the unsettling information he had heard en route to the library, highlighting the connection between the cults, sacrifices, and a childhood memory. Galahad, employing divine sense, detected the presence of an aspect of Malar within Zex, creating a sense of unease amongst the entire group. Simultaneously, during a stakeout, Argyle received a history lesson from Shanks concerning his past, particularly regarding Rig and the S8. As they concluded, they noticed a suspicious individual and decided to tail them. So this arc introduces quite a bit more context for the situation involving the Daughters of Creation, Zex's past, and Shanks's relationship with Elrin, including, among other things. There's a bunch of stuff that gets a lot more context added to this. We see a new player, or not a new player, but a new character played by the player that was running Ty, and their name is Ty, actually. But the character Voyas, probably one of my favorite characters to jump into the campaign for as long as she was there. So definitely enjoyed that. There was lots of researching, lots of putting clues together, and lots of planning for what is to come, and there is a lot to come. I can't wait for you guys to get into the Web of Fate. That's probably one of my favorite arcs thus far in the campaign, so definitely keep a lookout for that, or you can go back and start listening to it. It's like 20 episodes. That's a long arc. So yeah, that's the whole shebang. If you have the opportunity, check out our social media accounts on most major platforms. TikTok is one that we're posting on right now. Just search for the Medusa's Cascade on the platform and give us a follow. We have some cool stuff coming up and that we've already started to put out. It's definitely worth your time to check out. Also, if you're listening on a streaming platform, especially Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please take a few minutes to rate, review, and subscribe. Doesn't seem like a lot, but it does help get the podcast out there for others to discover, and we would all appreciate the love and support. All right, so next week we will be back with, fingers crossed, scheduling has been atrocious with the summer and work and all of that. Hopefully going to be having the sixth Across the Plains episode next week for Terran Ridge. If not, it will be a cutscene. And in 2 weeks, we will have the next actual play episode, I believe, episode 114. So until then, we'll see you soon. Safe travels.